coming through. There we go. Just want to start out just saying thank you for veterans. Thank you for what you've done for our country and the peace and liberty that we have today. What a blessing it is. I really look forward to our time at the end of the service to say thank you and give that honor and recognition for our veterans here in our church. Before we get there this morning, I want to talk about Thanksgiving and gratefulness. Dear friends, Thanksgiving and gratefulness can do two extraordinary things in your life. I'm going to just name them right off the top, and I'm going to speak about them right in the beginning. Number one, they can make you do something way out of your comfort zone that's good when you do Thanksgiving. And number two, when you practice Thanksgiving, it becomes contagious and spreads, and people begin to practice Thanksgiving that you never would have thought would do so in the first place. And let me talk to that first point first. When you're grateful and show thanksgiving, you oftentimes do something way out of your comfort zone, and that's a good thing. I remember when I was living in England, this is true in my life, I think it's probably true for all of yours too. When I was living in England for a year, an elderly American couple living on Lincoln Heath, some of you know where Lincoln Heath is, it's the military base right outside Cambridge. An elderly American couple took me on and took care of me for a year. What a blessing it was. British food is not very good. Once a month, they would make a traditional American food. I mean, we're talking hamburgers and French fries. It was wonderful. But they did something else that was very helpful. Once a month, they would bring me Sports Illustrated from the base. That's really important to keep up with the American sporting scene, if you know how I operate. Really important. At the end of that year, I decided to do something really special, way out of my comfort zone. I decided to make that couple a loaf of bread. Now, I realize who I'm speaking to here this morning. We have baking experts in the congregation, culinary experts here. I'm looking out. You make me nervous. I am not a culinary expert. The furthest that I go is peanut butter and jelly. That's about it. Talk to Alicia. Is that about right, honey? Yeah? And living in a foreign country with very little supplies, it's very hard to find all the ingredients for bread. And living in the apartment that I was living in, it was very difficult to find the supplies to make the loaf of bread. And I think I used every single pan in that kitchen just to make that loaf of bread. There's teachable point number one. When you give Thanksgiving to someone, you do something way out of your comfort zone. Friends, that's a wonderful thing. That's a good thing. Being taken out. Number two, when you show gratefulness to someone or show gratefulness for what's happened to you and what you've received, it becomes contagious and it spreads in a way that you'd never predict that it would happen. I can teach or share with you how I've experienced that in my life. Alicia knows this, that I really like to collect punch cards of coffee places. It borders on, like, obsession a little bit. What I do, and it happens that human being here in Philomath, I bet you there's a lot of people here that do this as well. I get the cheapest coffee and get the punch card filled up. By the way, Wednesdays are double punch days. A little problem here, a little obsessed with this, sorry. And I get the cheapest coffee for 10 punches. Then I get really excited because when I have a full punch card, that's when I order the triple shot Frappuccino with extra calories. And, oh, it's just wonderful. And I plan out that time just to get that on that morning to get that special drink. Well, I did that one day. It was all planned, the ticket. I'll even save up multiple tickets. Alicia will use them up sometimes too. But on a particular day, there I was trying to get my triple shot espresso, Frappuccino, everything you could imagine. And the window opened and the person said inside, she said, "The person in front of you has paid for your drink." My first response was disappointment. I wanted to use the card. I had planned for it that morning. But something happened that was extraordinary that's outside of my comfort zone. Instead of putting that card into my wallet and saving it for another time to get a triple whatever it is, I decided to turn it in to bless the person behind me. That's Thanksgiving spreading. That's my second point here. So those are the 2 points. Remember those today. 2 points. If you get anything out of the sermon, there you go. Thanksgiving takes us out of our comfort zone, and we do something extraordinary. Number two, it becomes contagious. When we see Thanksgiving, we just want to do it too. What a great thing that is. Friends, gratefulness, science has now proven, gratefulness is extraordinary for just our health and well-being. Check out some of these studies that are out on this. It is now believed that those who practice gratefulness and thankfulness have better health overall. They visit doctors more often. They exercise more frequently. Study it back in 2012 shows this. Not just that, but those who practice gratefulness release toxic emotions. Makes sense. The release of envy and anger and resentment, it leaves. As soon as we give gratefulness, happiness is shown to go up. Depression goes down. Much more, science has shown that gratefulness actually increases sleep and how well you sleep at night. Studies have now shown that 15 minutes before you go to bed, if you list all the things that you're grateful for, you will sleep longer and you will sleep better. Science now shows that gratefulness impacts violence in the community. Those who show gratefulness and thanksgiving show a lesser to a degree retaliation and violence in their lives. I could go on. Science is coming to grips in the last 5 years. Thankfulness, gratefulness is an amazing attribute to have. Now, if you're a doctor or a pharmacist, then you could put all those things in a pill that could really give you better health and could do such great things for a community. If there was such a pill to take, wouldn't you take that pill every single day for your life and hold on to that pill and just take it, consume it like you would all the other pills that you have? We would. We don't need to. This is an ancient Christian virtue. Dates centuries ago. Thankfulness. Thankfulness. How wonderful it is. Why don't we practice it more often? Well, why do you think it is that we don't practice it more often? Part of it is probably because we don't count our blessings, do we? We don't do that very well. I think our gospel text covers this quite well. You see, Jesus is there in the temple, and he's taking a look at what's happening. This part of the temple was a place called the Court of Women, where this episode happens in Mark chapter 12. I want to describe a little bit what's happening here. The Court of Women was not just a place where women went, but it was the nearest location where women could go to get to the very inner workings of the temple. That's where this happens, Mark 12. And in this little place called the Court of Women, there were 13 chests located around this area where people would drop off their offering. And Jesus sits back, and the verb here in the Greek is he's perceiving, he's staring at people, watching what they're going to do in the Court of Women. It's interesting. That's a sermon in and of itself. Jesus is watching what's happening, and people are putting large sums of money, you see. Now, the large sum of money, most likely scholars will say, was a temple tax that was required of all male Jews. The temple tax was a lot of money. It required gold and silver coins. And those people who placed the money into those bins weren't placing the money in out of a heart of thanks. They were oftentimes doing it out of a sense of duty and obligation. And the scribes, too, think that they've done it because they haven't received any gifts or any blessings. Jesus says they've taken money from other people. They've cut extra money for themselves. And they give out of obligation. This is not a gift out of a heart of thanks, out of blessing. They haven't counted their blessings. The woman's different. She has counted her blessings. And she gives with a heart of thanks. She's much different than the scribes. She does things differently. She does place two small copper coins. Now notice what the text is saying here. This is not the temple tax that she's putting in. It's not a gold or silver coin. And it's a woman placing the money. And it's not a male placing it out of the obligation of the Jewish temple tax. This woman puts in two coins, which would have been enough to cover lunch for the next day. It was a free will offering, which was different. Free will offering was for the poor, not for the happenings of the temple. She gave the little that she had and all that she had out of a heart of thanks for how God had blessed her. She had counted her blessings and was passing it along to other people. And I believe the two things that I mentioned in the very beginning of my sermon, boom, in that moment happened. That woman did something out of her comfort zone. She took the few pennies that she had, walked into the temple and gave it way out of her comfort zone. And secondly, what she did caused a ripple that has affected centuries. Jesus said to his disciples, look at her. Follow her example. Please, Peter, James, John, follow her. Don't follow the scribes. And whenever Peter, you can imagine Peter, James, and John, whenever they entered a place where there was an offering, they must have remembered this poor widow. What a blessing. She set forth a wild spark of thankfulness for so many people for centuries. In fact, we're going to do it today. Collect mites. This is where it comes from. So why is it that, you know, what we need to do is count our blessings? Don't we oftentimes forget to do that? There's a funny joke that I wanted to share with you this morning about someone who forgot to count their blessings. And I think it really fits our situations as well. Here's the story. There was a man who was really angry and envious and resentful about what was happening in his life. Here's what was happening. And you can understand. He was living in a one-room hut with his wife and his mother and his six children. He went to his friend to complain about his life. I can't handle it anymore. I'm in a one-room hut. Figure something out for me. And his friend said this, do you have a chicken? The man said, I do have a chicken. And the friend said, bring the chicken in at night and let it sleep with everyone to see how things go. And the man said, that sounds crazy. And that night, the chicken balked and causes absolute chaos in the house. It was terrible. The man went to his friend and said, that was terrible advice that you gave me. What are you going to tell me now? And the man said, do you have a goat? And the man said, yeah. And he said, well, take the goat and let it sleep in your house tonight and see how that goes. And it was awful. The goat would butt its head and wake everyone up at night in this small little one-room hut. And the guy became even more angry and incensed. And then finally the friend said, do you have a cow? Put the cow in there at night. See how that goes. And it got even worse. And he was angry at his friend and said, what kind of advice are you giving me? And the friend finally said this, now, here's how you can figure out how you're blessed and how you can be thankful. Take all the animals out and go to bed tonight and see how it works. And that man and his family had the best night of sleep and rest that they had ever had. And he approached his friend and said, man, you did it. What a blessing. I don't know how you did it. But he was back in the very original state that he had begun. He had never counted his blessings from the very beginning. A house, a shelter, a spouse, even animals that are outside of house. He realized his blessings. He counted his blessings. Aren't you and I in the same predicament? We complain, don't we? Hasn't God given us amazing things? Count our blessings. We have veterans that have paid the price for our lives, that have blessed us with the gift of their lives. Some of them didn't die, but some of them died. Some of them went to war, and they gave the best years of their life and separated themselves from loved ones to serve our country. We have a God who gave us his son Jesus to open up eternal life. We have house, food, home, shelter. We have goats, pigs, chickens, cows. We have all those things. So let's practice thankfulness. And I guarantee you the things I mentioned at the beginning of my sermon will happen in your life. One, you'll step out of your box and comfort zone and do amazing things. Two, it'll be contagious and other people will start being grateful. 3, you might even experience better health benefits. But finally, we will more and more become like the widow, the poor widow of Mark chapter 12, and we'll gain a heart of thankfulness. Amen. Let us continue our worship service with the Apostles' Creed.